This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
No, Alhamdulillah, in the next term, inshallah, we are going to study Surah Al-Hajj. And this term, we have been doing a Surah Al-Anbiya. So, it is very important to learn the Quran. Because I've been emphasizing that, you know, when you read the Quran, you know, try to understand it, to take the message properly. Because there's no book as helpful as the Quran. If you don't understand the message, the meaning, you know, you read really, so you don't get the right fruit. So if you attend these classes, it will be helpful to you to get the right message. So next one is Surah Al-Hajj, and we need to learn that surah as well. Actually, every surah in the Quran, it needs to be studied properly, understood properly. And once you have learned from a teacher, then after that, when you read on your own, those reflections, those, you know, thinking, they will help you to understand more and more. Surah Al-Hajj actually has been revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the end of his life in Makkah al-Mukarramah. You know, the when Muslims are oppressed so much, persecution is very high, and the followers of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they have got so much suffering and hardship. So now they started leaving Makkah. Some people went to Habasha, Biladul Habasha, some people here and there, because they can't live anymore there. So that the time has come. So this surah was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the time of the year of the Hijrah to war unbelievers. That, you know, you think that you can harm these people, hurt them, and you can do whatever, like, no. Warning to them that you have to face the consequences. Soon these people will be victorious and you will be the loser. And you have to pay back everything that you have harmed them. And more than that, the day of judgment. The day of judgment will come, and then, you know, all the rewards and punishment will happen based on the justice. The Surah Hajj actually is a great warning, big warning, you know, in both terms, in the term of this world, and also in the hereafter, and making very, very clearly that how the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps the prophets. And that surah also has got, you know, this verse, وَمَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّى أَلْقَى الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَّتِهِ. The people say that, you know, when the prophet reads Quran, then shaitan puts a verse in his mouth, and that how satanic verses have been revealed. This is a verse actually in Surah Al-Hajj that people misinterpret. You know, if you read the surah, it will know nothing to do with shaitan or reading or putting words in the mouth of the prophet. Simple meaning is that whenever a messenger comes, Allah promises him that you will be victorious. You will win. Shaitan does not want that. So shaitan puts obstacle in the path of the prophet messenger, you know, by his followers. Do this, that thing. But at the end of the day, all these obstacles are removed. فَيَنْسَخُ اللَّهُ. Allah removes them, and the prophets get victory. So the surah, the verse actually not that somebody puts in the mouth of the prophet something. The verse simply means that the prophets have got a promise, clear promise for victory. And shaitan wants to stop that by his followers. And the followers work very hard. But what happens at the end of the day is all these obstacles and hindrances, they're removed, and the prophets, they pass that. So it is very clear to warning to Quraysh that don't make all conspiracy against the prophet. Your conspiracies will fail. You know, your tricks will fail. You know, your plans will fail, and the Prophet Muhammad will be winner. Then in the summary, you know, we need to, it is very important to run this surah really, because then you understand all these stories about satanic verses, which is corrupt, rubbish, useless, you know, fabricated. And they are based on a misunderstanding of this surah. People did not understand what this verse means really, and they create all these, you know, corrupt stories. None of those stories exist in Sahih Bukhari Muslim. Because they're not sound. You know, somehow somebody misunderstood the Quran and misinterpreted. So all these weak hadith, fabricated hadith, they got the way. There are no satanic verses. Satan never can put anything in the mouth of the Prophet. It's impossible. That verse does not mean that really. It's just misunderstanding. So anyway, when you learn the surah, it will become very clear to you, inshallah.